Welcome to morning prayer on Friday, 2nd October. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving, and be glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great king above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hand has mounted the dry land. Come, let's worship and bow down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that they will listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, on that day at Massah in the wilderness. When your forebears tested me, I put them to the proof, though they have seen my works. 40 years long, I detested that generation and said, these people are wayward in my heart. They do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 51. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit. Have mercy on me, O God. In your great goodness, according to the abundance of your compassion, blot out my offenses. Wash me thoroughly from my wickedness and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my faults, and my sins is ever before me. Against you only I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your presence and righteous in your judgments. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit. I have been wicked even from my birth, a sinner when my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth deep within me and shall make me understand wisdom in the depths of my heart. Purge me with your hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear of joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit. Turn your face from my sins and blot out all my misdeeds. Make me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with your gracious spirit. Then shall I teach your ways to the wicked, and sinners shall return to you. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit. Deliver me from my guilt, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. For you desire no sacrifice, else I will give it. You take no delight in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit. Broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit. Or be favorable and gracious to Zion. Build up the wall of Jerusalem. Then you will accept sacrifice offering in righteousness, the burnt offerings and oblations. Then shall they offer up bulls on your altar. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit. Take away, good Lord, the sins that corrupt us. Give us the sorrow that heals and the joys that praises. And restore by grace your own image within us, that we may take our place among your people. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Psalm 54. Behold, God is my helper. Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your power. Hear my prayer, O God. Give heed to the word of my mouth. For strangers have risen up against me, and the ruthless seek after my life. They have not set God before them. Behold, God is my helper. It is the Lord who upholds my life. Behold, God is my helper. May evil rebound on those who lie in wait for me. Destroy them in your faithfulness. An offering of a free heart will I give you, and praise your name, O Lord, for it is gracious. For he has delivered me out of all my troubles, and my eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies. Behold, God is my helper. O living God, reach through the violence of the proud and despair of the weak to create in Jesus Christ a people free to praise your holy name now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation. Be not far from me, O my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Let us pray. God, our salvation, look on this wounded world in pity and in power. Hold us fast to your promise of peace, won for us by your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. From livingprayers.com, a taste of heaven is poured into each new day. We are reminded of new births of your redeeming love. And with this wake-up call, each and every one can trust in the promise of eternity and carry his gentle presence into the day anew. Amen. As our Savior taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.